Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What's up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard?
I am great. How are you?
Fair to medium.
Oh, wow. You getting started early?
Yes.
I know you're a little lighter in the pockets.
And I am sick. I've been throwing up since Sunday night.
Oh, gosh.
How in the world could they do that to yours truly? I went out on a limb. I gave Josh McDaniels some belief, some hope, and I believed in the black and silver. I thought, Chris Broussard, that I would be here today on this Monday with my chest stuck out. I would be up on one side of my butt because my wallet would be so fat. And instead, I can't even pay for cheesecake tonight if I wanted it. I'm flat broke, and Chris, here's a microwave take that I'm going to regret.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
Hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
I'm going to be straight with you. No lie, no BS. I'm betting the Raiders, -4.5, and I'm going to put a $500 wager on that game. I think this is the lock of the year. And you know what, Chris? When I called my buddy Eddie in Detroit to put down my bet, because you know we can't bet in California, Eddie said, are you putting the five down? What's the deal? He kept texting me, are you doing it? Chris, I bet 350. I pulled back a little bit.
God. Wow.
I put on panties when I made the bet because I couldn't do it.
For that.
All right. Rob Parker.
Stop it. I get it. And we're going to get into Josh McDaniels. I mean, that is a travesty.
They stink.
To go out there with a team that made the playoffs last year, with a team that added arguably the best wide receiver in the game on the offseason, and added Chandler Jones to boot. A team that had every reason to play with its season on the line.
against a coach who a week ago was doing what we do. A coach who a week ago, maybe 2 weeks ago, was coaching high school football. A coach who 2.5, 3 weeks ago, in fact, 2 days before he was named coach, wasn't even thinking about coaching professional football. Was just as shocked as the rest of the world. Picked a 30-year-old offensive guy to call plays for the first time in his life. And you let him beat you with an old quarterback who had been benched 3 weeks earlier? I mean, it's inexcusable. But Rob Parker, how dare you? How dare you get on these airwaves and sing the Woe Is Me song and sing the Please Pity Me song?
Wowzy, wowzy,
I lost $350. The Rob Parker who wears $700 Balenciaga sneakers? The Rob Parker who wears $700 Gucci loafers?
Did I do that?
The Rob Parker who's got Louis Vuitton seats in his car?
I was wrong.
The Rob Parker who a week ago, not even a week ago, last Friday, got his Jordans, his brand new Jordan sneakers, soaked in the rain. And ended his rant about how wet they were by saying, I'll just go out and get a new pair. That Rob Parker! We got listeners wearing Chuck Taylors. We got listeners wearing Vans. We got listeners who can't even spell Balenciaga. A lot of them, actually. They wish they could spend a day in Rob Parker's shoes, literally and figuratively. So I don't want to hear it. But what I do want to hear is this. Mark Davis, the owner of the Raiders, giving his thoughts about Josh McDaniels. Oh, we don't have the sound. Oh. What sound do we have, Rob G? You in my ear talking about, we got sound.
We got sound of quotes. Quotes. All right, Rob G, let's hear.
Read them.
Well, you know that first thing he said is he thought earlier today that Josh McDaniels was doing, quote, a fantastic job.
Wait. Mark, the owner of the Raiders, Chris, said he's doing a fantastic job.
They're 2-7.
If you're not going to fire the dude, that's your prerogative. But don't, I mean, what? Are you playing Raiders fans for fools?
What did I say to you, Rob G? I said the same exact thing. I said, just say that he's your guy and you're going to stick with him.
Right.
But don't tell us that he's doing a fantastic job. You're 2-7.
He's doing a horrible job. I mean, look, I'm not into killing coaches, but what are we supposed to say? I mean, seriously. They were 10-7 last year. They added better players. They're now 2-7. They lost to a team that had basically given up on the season and hired a coach. Forget Jeff Saturday that he was a broadcaster last week. Any new coach that comes in, no preparation whatsoever. I don't care if it was Bill Parcells.
He doesn't have his own quarterback.
Right.
He doesn't have his own players. They didn't have enough time to put in any real changes, Chris. He just
Thank
got
you.
The job 5 days ago.
And you going to tell us a fantastic – that's just downright insulting.
All right,
it is
Rob
downright
G.
downright insult.
Well, he doubled down with more.
He doubled down later. First, that quote was to the Las Vegas Review Journal.
Okay.
Then he spoke to ESPN a few hours later. Said, quote, people in today's world want instant gratification. This guy's coached 9 games. We're 2-7. Not the results we're looking for, but at the same time, We've lost six games where we had the ball with a chance to win at the end. And you know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
What a cliche, ridiculous quote.
It wasn't torn down in a day either.
Chris, this is a team that was a playoff team a year ago with an interim coach. He's supposed to be Josh McDaniels, supposed to be a hot shot. You know
right,
what I called him
upgrade.
In my column today, Chris? Josh McDonald's.
Wow.
Because it's a clown show in Vegas. It is. Rob G, the only thing missing from that game was the big red nose and the floppy shoes. Josh McDonald's.
Here's the other thing, Rob. And I get he's coached nine games.
His career's longer than that.
Yeah, but it's his second job. It's his second job. He didn't do well in Denver either. That's the thing. Look, Rob, I'll admit, if this was his first head coaching job, it wouldn't be, you know, there'd be a little bit more patience. I mean,
Chris, he's lost 24 of his last 31 games.
Yes. That's what are we talking
24
about?
24 of 31, he's lost. Remember, he started out 6-0. Since then, it's been a debacle. It's been a mess.
This is, Rob, what people talk about when they say bad ownership. And I don't know, Rob G, you may know more to talk about Mark Davis. I don't want to rip him. I liked his dad and all that.
Well, his dad was an innovator and was way ahead of the curve. I did like his dad.
Right.
I'm
Al
with
Davis
you.
Was fine. But this isn't, I mean, this is hiring. This we said it, Rob, when he hired him. You wanted a big name.
Right.
That's it. It happened with John Gruden. You wanted a big game, a name, a guy who hadn't coached in 10 years. You make the richest coach in the history of the league, if I'm not mistaken.
Right, and let's not forget where he was, Chris, when he stopped coaching with Tampa. It wasn't like he was lighting up the scoreboard.
Right.
Things were bad in Tampa.
He won with Dungy's guy.
Yep, that's a fact.
And then when it was his own guys, he struggled. You're absolutely right. And now this. I mean, come on.
This is as bad as it gets, Chris. I've been covering sports for 36 freaking years, and that is as bad. I mean, really? I when I said that on Friday, the lock of the season, I was dead serious because I didn't think that they'd be able to put anything together, you know what I mean, in time to make a change. When you fire a coach, it's because things have gone off the deep end. Remember, Frank Reich was the cat's meow for a while, Chris. Everybody talked about the job that he did in Philadelphia,
yep.
And he would be a great head coach and all this other stuff. So this was shocking. All right.
I'm with you. I mean, this is unbelievable that and look, I get it. It's the NFL any given Sunday, right? But come on. You're playing, again, he's not in Jacksonville, Rob, where the team was horrible last year. You're not in Carolina.
Right.
You are in Las Vegas where the team was good, where you got a quarterback who's not ultra elite, but, you know, he's a very much an above average quarterback. Great receiver. And actually receivers, you know, a nice receiving group. I mean, come on, man. I'm sorry. It just can't happen. And so 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Are Rob and I overreacting? I mean, we had, who was it on last week? Was it Rob Woodson?
Yeah.
When he said if they lose to the Colts, Josh McDaniels isn't even getting on the plane.
Yep, we talked about it.
I mean, obviously it's a little joking, but I mean, come on. Like, and I get it, Rob, if you're not going to fire him right now, but you certainly would be justified.
Yeah, but you can't feed the fans, Chris, that he's doing a great job.
Don't tell us he's doing a fantastic job.
Come on. I mean, I just think that just say we're not anywhere where we need to be. Josh, you know, we got him all these players, all that. He comes with this great offensive mind, but it hasn't been put to the test, and we've lost a ton of big games. He's talking about, Chris, about the one possession games that they've lost or one score games. What about the 17-point leads three times? Like he's talking about one possession.
One possession because you couldn't hold
a three possession lead. Right. It don't even make sense.
I mean, and Rob, also, we've said it. This is not 1987 where there were five-year plans.
There are no five-year plans.
No. Coaches of consequence step in and change things immediately.
Yep.
They just do. And so there's no excuse. There's no excuse.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco.
Yo, of course you know us as the host of the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show.
World renowned.
We all know you're sick and tired of these stupid sports shows where the hosts say stupid things like Tom Brady's the GOAT.
Or LeBron James is good at basketball, which he is clearly not.
See, we give you smart takes.
Yeah.
And we also bring on so-called famous guests from across the sports world and show them why we know much more than they do.
You're off the show!
Are you serious?
Listen to the Paulie and Tony Fusco show on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive.
Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. You know who's coming up when you hear the funky sounds. He's a Hall of Famer, one of the best to ever do it at the in the defensive backfield. Now a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, our man Rod Woodson.
Rod.
What's up, Rod?
What's up, my brother from another mother?
How are you?
We are great, man. We are great. We got so much to get to. We were just talking about the Cowboys, and Rob and I are like, they will not win the Super Bowl.
This is why they're forgetting.
Or reach the Super Bowl. They're good enough, I think. They'll get to the playoffs, maybe win a game. But to me and Rob, they will find a way to self-sabotage. Even if it's, say, hey, let's have Dak throw it 50 times. Or you're like, when the run game's cooking.
Yeah,
like,
what'd you make of that
gonna
loss?
They're going to do something wrong, yeah.
Well, you know, just like they have so much talent, you know, and I think when you look at them, all the stuff that they do right, they do the same thing, like, over and over to kind of sabotage their games and kind of like their season. I think they're good enough to make the postseason, obviously, being 6-3 right now. I just don't have confidence that they're going to play great football consistently. Right. And that's the downside. When you don't play great football consistently in the National Football League, you don't, especially in the postseason, you don't normally go that far.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about Buffalo and Josh Allen. And, I mean, it's one thing to throw picks, but in the red zone, he's throwing like the red zone picks like left and right. What is going on with Josh Allen? And we've seen them lose a couple of big games where they had big leads.
Well, not just that, but fumbling the ball in the end zone.
Yep.
Under center, he just left the center too early. The ball just bounces right to the ground. You know, that normally tells you the quarterback left early. You know, Josh is a really good player, right? And he wants the big play too much at times. Right. And there's other guys who are open. So when you have multiple guys back deep, somebody shallow is open. And sometimes he just has to be okay with taking a check down. I think the one thing that he can learn from Patrick Mahomes, where Patrick Mahomes wanted to take those shots and he was struggling last year to trying to get those big plays. He wasn't getting them, and then he started taking the check down. And then as you take those check downs, those deep balls are going to come. So Josh has to do the same thing. Take what the defense is giving you and then take the shots down the field and make those big plays that you always want to make.
Have you seen, from what you've seen from him, I'll put it this way, Rod, is it make you think that you can't trust them to get to the Super Bowl?
I mean, I still like Kansas City. Their defense is playing really good football. You know, we kept saying, you know, now Kansas City doesn't have Tyreek Hill. What are they going to do? And they just keep winning. As long as they got Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and all the other receiving core, listen, great quarterbacks make receivers really good. And I think that's what Patrick Mahomes is doing to his receiving core. Obviously, they don't have that top-end speed anymore, but they still got some really good receivers. And Patrick Mahomes is doing one thing this year, more so than ever, in those big moments, is he's using his feet to get unscheduled first downs.
Right.
And that puts so much pressure on defense. And if he keeps doing that and he does it in the postseason, I think it's going to be hard to beat those guys, especially in Arrowhead. If the season goes the way it's going right now and they're number one in the AFC and everybody has to go through Arrowhead, it's going to be hard to win in that
Cincinnati
place.
Did it last year, but it was a big turnover at the end of that game.
Rod, we were talking about Jeff Saturday, and we talked with you about him last week. We just had Hushmanzada on, TJ Hushmanzada on. And, you know, you hear a lot of ex-players kind of talking about, hey, this would be great, you know, for ex-players if he does well. And obviously Ron Rivera, Frank Wright, you know, a lot of the coaches are, you know, are ex-players.
But you went the route
right.
of trying to be, you know, assistant coach. You were for 6 years.
Putting in the work.
Putting in the work. Do you feel like if Saturday has success, some of this will be like, look, a guy that's putting the work, was known as a leader, maybe was a captain on his team or teams, was a smart player. He don't need to go through all these steps that the non-players go through. And a guy like you would have been able to maybe be fast-tracked to getting a shot as an NFL coach.
Well, you know, we always said that the players who played the game for 15 to 13 to 12 years, double-digit years, they have the ability to coach and to teach. Now they just have to learn how to get it out of them, right? And sometimes being a head coach, you don't have to be the X's and O's guy. Now, what I would say about that with Jeff, and they won a game that's great. They beat the Raiders, who haven't played that well this year. But is the same thing going to occur for a person of color?
Right.
I can say right now in my head and in my gut, I say no.
See, Rod.
Would my hope say yes? I would hope that it would give the opportunity for guys to think differently and have a different kind of scheduling of who's going to be the leader of franchises. But the way it's set up today and the way the owners have seen it and shown it is that a person of color doesn't have – because they say Jeff Saturday's smart. He's a leader of men. When have you heard that of a person of color?
Right. And that's what you can't always measure, and people can just say, hey, well, he's this
you
or that.
Say that. Right.
Exactly, and say that. And I'm with you, Rod. That is where I'm concerned is that – you know, owners who get buddy-buddy with some of these guys will just say, forget about all the other stuff. I'm just going to hire my guy. You know what I mean? Regardless.
And I hear it. And I congratulate Jeff Saturday for having that opportunity. And maybe this is, you know, I know it's an interim title on there. And maybe this is a, you know, interview basically for the next rest of the season for him.
Oh, yeah.
And if he does well and they do well, he makes him the head coach. The question would be, if moving forward, do other coaches do that? Do other owners do that?
Right.
Do they do it of people of color? Listen, we know how they see people of color in a sense of quarterbacks. Now, the quarterback situation has kind of changed over the year because now we want more athletic players.
Right.
So we're okay with black quarterbacks.
No doubt.
But it took forever.
Well, right.
And does the same thing happen? And think about all the coaches who have come before in the previous years. How many people of color?
See even going through the process
right.
that when people of color go through the process, they don't get hired. You know, Joe Judge jumping over people.
Right.
And Cliff Kingsbury, right? Like
Cliff Kingsbury got run out of Lubbock and he got an
and
head coach.
And he gets a head coach job. And right. just got an extension.
Right. Hey, let me ask you one last thing talking about coaching real quick. I know we run out of time. Rod, we got a minute. Josh McDaniels, I wrote a column in Deadspin. I think he should be fired. Like it is so bad with the talent they have. This is a team that went to the playoffs a year ago, got better in the offseason. And he's lost 24 of his last 31 games as an NFL head coach.
Yeah. You know, I can't say to fire him now because, you know, I know I read some things about, you know, different coaches coming in there if they do let him go. I just don't believe that you fire a coach so fast. I think it takes a while to kind of build a culture. I don't know what culture he's really building. I'm not in the building. I can't speak of that. I think players would have to do that. But give him a chance. If not next year, then maybe after the, you know, you let him go. I just don't know if you just do it, you know, so fast, so often with these coaches. I think owners have to, like, sometimes sit back. They want immediate gratification. And sometimes you have to build it a certain way to get there. And hopefully he gets a chance. You know, if Mark wants to move in another direction, then that's his prerogative because he's the owner.
Right. All right.
All right. That's our man, the Hall of Famer, Rod Woodson. Great stuff as always, brother.
I appreciate you, brothers.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We gotta pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, Rob, last night, yesterday, the Bills, they look great early, right?
They normally
they
do.
They were making mincemeat, yeah, of a 7-1 team, no matter what you think of the Vikings. You know, they are, well, now they're 8-1. But the Bills were having their way with them. And then just collapsed and lost the game 33-30 in overtime. And some strange happenings. I mean, Josh Allen fumbling at the 1 inch, you know, the ball's on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 inch line. And I did think, and I'm not making an excuse for him, but I remember I was looking at that play and I was just like, that's a challenge. Not, I didn't think the snap would be the challenge, But I was like, you know, it is a good, the defense has a shot to get a safety. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like being even at the one where you got a little breathing room. Like, they were right on the goal line. And a safety wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world because they were up five or something like that. And they ended up giving up the touchdown. Or maybe they were up seven. I don't know, whatever it was. Rob G enlightened me on those facts. But, yeah, and lo and behold, Josh Allen drops the ball or mishandles the snap. And that was his third turnover of the game. He had two interceptions in the red zone. And, Rob, I want to say this. I don't know if you'll agree or not. I spoke about Josh Allen today on First Things First, and I made two comps. And, one, I feel good about this because Rob Woodson said it just when we talked to him last hour, and he and I hadn't talked about it. But I said, number one, it looks like Patrick Mahomes last year. You talk about it all the time. Remember the seven-game stretch when Mahomes had 10 interceptions, at least one in each game.
And it was shocking.
Yeah, right. In a four-game stretch, he had seven interceptions and two in three of those four. He had two each in three of the four games. And that was because he was trying to make, you know, the big play like he had been done for most of his career.
You don't always have to.
Instead of just taking the check down and the easy stuff. And he learned that over the second half of the season, and obviously things got better. I think that's what's happening with Josh Allen. He is going for all the big stuff. Rob, at the end of the game, they were clearly in field goal range. And he couldn't stop himself for going for the gusto, and he throws that interception. And so I hope he'll learn like Mahomes did, and by the playoffs, he'll kind of have rid himself of that tendency. So there's that comp. And then this one, Rob, I think, and maybe it'll change. Again, if he takes the route of Mahomes, he may move out of this. But right now, Rob, I think he's like a new age version of Brett Favre.
Wow. Who's the all-time interception
leader
kid.
Leader in interception. And Obviously an all-time great player.
Remember,
Hall of Famer.
Right, he won
three-time MVP. Three straight.
Three straight
and
MVPs.
Bowl,
and potentially going to do jail time because as a criminal.
Well, right. I mean, field like Brett Favre. Hopefully nothing
saying,
like him off the field.
I'm just saying. Like potentially, Chris. Like,
right.
There could be issues.
In terms of Favre was obviously great, but you had to live with his recklessness.
And Chris,
that was a part of what made him great, right?
But let's just be honest. I mean, this is the thing about Brett Favre that people don't really talk about. And you're right about the interceptions. But Chris, you know how many playoff games ended where Brett Favre threw a pick at the end? Like unbelievable.
Yep.
Like his last one, Rob G, when he was with the Vikings. You remember his career? I think that ended on a pick thrown across his body, Chris. Across the field. Like it's like that's like the first thing they teach you: don't throw across like that. And he did it, and it was a pick. And I don't know how many playoff games ended with a Brett Favre pick at the end, but a number.
Rob, he was a straight up gunslinger.
Right.
Like, I mean,
that's
just
an accurate term.
You
for
didn't
him.
Know if it was going to be good or if it was going to be bad. I mean, obviously, more often than not, it was good or he wouldn't have become a Hall of Famer. He won a Super Bowl. He got to two. He won three MVPs. And, Rob, here's the thing. His three MVP years, over 17 games, you know, if you increase the 16 to 17, his average season was 40 touchdowns, 15 picks. Josh Allen, the last 3 years, including this one, projected over 17. Average season, 38 touchdowns, 14 picks. So I think there's – and it's similar. Like, what makes Allen great is his throw caution to the wind, you know, attitude. And even yesterday, Rob, you saw when he's playing with a bad elbow and he's running people over. Right, he's not sliding.
He's running into defenders when he scrambles. Or forget scrambling, when he runs. Yeah, and I think they've got, if I'm Buffalo, I'm trying to make him, you know, make better decisions. But I do think that a part of it is just is who he is. And there may always be some of that there. So like I said, I think he's like Brett Favre. Do you agree with that comp?
Yeah, I mean, he
obviously is not exact.
Right. But, I was going to say, like he hopes he that he's Brett Favre. I mean, if you win a Super Bowl, Chris, and get three MVPs.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
You can win with a gunslinger.
But
but
the only thing is, nowadays, I don't know if you win a MVP with that many interceptions. You know, because passing is such a big deal. It's not like in those days where they did. You know that. Like,
well, those years, I mean, like, you're right. I mean, now to have 15, but
it's
still.
Right, it's a lot.
That was low for Favre.
Right.
That difference between touchdowns and interceptions.
No, he used to have 22. I mean,
yeah, and he sometimes he had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. Like,
And I don't mean that'll be Allen. I agree.
No.
You can't do that today.
Not today, because you throw the ball too much.
Right.
And like, you just can't have that many interceptions. And you know, the better ones. Even Mahomes before really last year, his was always in single numbers. Him,
right.
Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Tom Brady didn't break the record, right? Did he come short?
For interceptions?
He had a 400. Rob G, what did he have? He needed 400.
No, he's not. He's
403.
Not here.
Well, he was.
Oh, you're talking about a passes
without
an pass?
Yeah, without.
No, he fell short.
He
fell three short.
Wow, I was gonna say he was. I know he was close to breaking Rodgers' record.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But that's what I was saying. Like the really good quarterbacks in this league don't throw a ton of interceptions.
No.
If you're good,
even Mahomes, that wasn't a ton. Like, you know, it wasn't close to the number of touchdowns he threw.
No.
But like Favre's third season, Rob, 19 touchdowns, 24 picks.
Yeah.
Another season, 99. So he's well into his prime or in his prime at that point. 22 touchdowns, 23 picks.
That was a year I think he cost. Who was the brother who was the coach there? Oh, God. From Philly. Oh, my God.
Ray Rhodes,
Chris.
Yep.
He cost him his job. He only had 1 year there. Do you know that?
Yep.
And he had
one year. 1 year, Favre had 20 touchdowns, 29 picks.
Yeah. I mean, that was.
So, yeah, you can't do that today. Like, Jameis got ridiculed.
For 30.
What was it? 33 touchdowns, 30 picks?
Yep. Ridicule. Yep. And Brett Favre was, you know, was a Hall of Famer and obviously won three MVPs in a row.
Here's the thing, for the youngsters out there, the reason, and he was, you know, he had more picks than anybody in the history of the game, but the game was different. Quarterbacks could get clocked.
Totally
receivers
different.
Could get clocked, right? So it was, that's why, you can look at any of, we talk about this all the time, right? You can look at any of the old legends. And their numbers won't look great compared to
you'll be
to
like, what?
Today.
Like, that's it?
There's a handful, maybe Marino, you know, a couple you can look at. But, yeah, they don't, the numbers
and
don't
And that's why
up.
Marino was so touted, Chris, despite never winning anything, because his numbers were so good in that era where, you know what I mean, where quarterbacks didn't put up those kind of numbers.
It would have been like somebody shooting threes like close to like Steph Curry in the 90s.
right.
Or the 80s. You know what I'm saying?
They would have like, said, that guy's a fool. What are you doing out there?
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen.
Pick up, pick up.
And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way.
It's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.